Welcome to the weekend. Happy Saturday, everyone. Welcome back to Ellen Foundation's Unheard Voices. I'm your host, Pam Price. Wow, I cannot believe that here we are we're mid-September. October is knocking on the door. So I just want to say good morning to everyone and hope everyone is just settling in into the transition from summer into fall. If you want to join my conversation, feel free to dial in at 914-219-0892. Again, 914-219-0892. I just wanted to come before you this morning because with so many things that are happening now, even more so, my heart has just been very heavy, and just want to, again, come to you and just give you words of encouragement. I know COVID is it's getting higher, the deaths and the COVID, people with COVID, are getting higher. And, with the return to school and unemployment, returning to work, the upcoming election. And then, most of all, it's just getting, through each day with the news cycle and just dealing with so many things as a parent. And if you are a child, I know that, you run across this episode, I know that you are struggling with so many things as well. So I just want to, again, come before you this morning and just thank you all for continuing to follow the Ellen Foundation's Unheard Voices and just staying tuned to the words of encouragement, because what I found is that it's really important that no matter what we're going through, that find gratitude in each day, regardless. We're all dealing with so many things, but, and as I mentioned previously, is that, to make each day a little bit easier, just find what you are grateful for, what are you grateful for? I am grateful that the Lord woke me up this morning. I am grateful that my children are and my family, they're healthy. I am grateful that I get to see another day. So just something simple to start you off each day, and that will help. Continue to not look at all the things that are coming at you at one time, because that can become very overwhelming. If you're looking at how am I going to pay my bills today, how am I going to do this, how am I going to do this, all at one time, that can become so overwhelming. Just take one thing at a time, the most important thing at that time, and manage it. And that will help you get through each day. I know there are so many family members who are in the hospital, not doing well, families who have lost loved ones. My heart goes out to you, and continue to stay encouraged through that, because, as most of my listeners know, that I am going through, my mom is still in hospice. So I understand not being able to touch and see your family member and give them that love. But as long as you can see them, as long as you can pray for them, just continue to hold them deep in your heart and just pray for them and your family as they are going through this. And it may not seem like it's helping, but it does. And that peace of mind and peace of heart to the things that you are struggling with. So, again, just continue to stay encouraged. Continue to write down or just find out what you're grateful for at that day, at that time. get into the Word, read the words that, I have so many thoughts in my mind right now. Just continue to read words of encouragement. Get into a good Bible-based church. I know most churches are online, but that will be helpful. If you have any questions concerning where to start, how to start this journey of getting back, getting to a place of peace, a place of comfort, please feel free to email Ellen Foundation at info@theellenfoundation.org. Again, info@theellenfoundation.org. We will be more than happy to help you begin this journey of how to find peace when everything around you seems like it is falling apart. And how to begin a journey on how to begin to be, to find gratitude and just in the smallest things. It doesn't have to be anything big. Just begin to figure out what you are grateful for. And trust me, that will help get you back on the road of finding a place of peace. If you are in the Washington, D.C. metro area, please, please, please reach out to us because we would like to give you food if you are in need of food, or if you are in need of additional resources, please email us at info@theellenfoundation.org. I have so many things that are on my mind, and my time is limited this morning, so please forgive me for bouncing all around. I just have so many things that that are just in my mind, and I didn't want to be before you long this morning, but my heart was just heavy with so many things that are happening, and just want to come to you again to say, you know, welcome to the weekend. Enjoy. The weather is getting nice. Find gratitude in each day that you wake up. That will begin to be bring you peace and bring your joy back. Just find gratitude in one thing. And I'm actually going to give you a prayer, say a prayer for you all this morning. Heavenly Father, we come to you today. We are thankful that you've given us another day. We are thankful that you kept us through the night. Lord, we are thank you that you camped your angels around us, and you continue to keep us safe from all things that are circling around us and our family. Lord, we ask that you make our way straight. There are so many things in which we are struggling with, Lord. We ask that you give us the strength and the courage to continue to walk through each day as the day is given to us. Lord, we are so thankful for our frontline workers who are still out there, who are taking care of our loved ones, who are in the hospital, or those who are in nursing homes. Lord, we know that this is a stressful time for all the frontline workers. So we want to continue to pray for them and ask that you continue to lift them up and lift their spirits up. Lord, we want to pray for our nation as there are so many things that are going on within our nation, Lord. Struggles with racism, the upcoming election, COVID, unemployment, just so many things in which we, the nation, are dealing with on a daily basis. Lord, we ask that you give our leaders wisdom, that you give them that you humble them, Lord, as they make these decisions concerning our lives, Lord. Lord, we ask that you place your hand upon our family members, those who are just struggling to get through each day, Lord. We ask that you come into their hearts and that you continue to hold on to them and keep them, Lord, and open their eyes so they can see more of your love. Open their hearts so they can receive more of your love. Lord, as we continue to be uncertain about our future, we know that you have everything under control, and we believe and we trust in you. We thank you. We thank you. We just thank you for giving us another day. In Jesus' name, we pray this prayer. Amen. Family, continue to stay encouraged. Again, be encouraged and find gratitude through this, and all things will work themselves out. Find a good Bible-based church and begin your journey on the walk with the Lord. Again, God bless you. Stay encouraged. Have a phenomenal day. Amen.